Fact or Opinion by Sarah Johnson. It's important to know if something is a fact or an opinion. We need to know if we can trust information. How do we know if information is true? How do we know if it's just what someone thinks? What is a fact? What is an opinion? A fact is a piece of information that's been proven or shown to be true. It's backed up by reliable evidence, such as research, experiments, and observations. They show that the fact is true. An opinion is what someone thinks or believes. It is their point of view, but it's not backed up by reliable evidence. For example, a shop owner may say, "This is a carrot. Carrots are the yummiest vegetable." Reliable evidence. Information that shows something is correct or true. Observation. When you closely watch and examine something. The first sentence, "This is a carrot," is a fact. We can see that the vegetable is a carrot. We can taste that it's a carrot. We can check that it's a carrot by looking in a book or searching online. The second sentence, "Carrots are the yummiest vegetable," is the shop owner's opinion. She likes carrots, but no one can prove that carrots are the yummiest vegetable. Everyone likes different things. How can we tell facts from opinions? This report has a mix of facts and opinions. Can you tell which is which? Bat or bird? A flappy problem. A dispute has broken out at Riverbank Reserve. At dusk, small animals fly among the trees. Are they bats? Or are they birds? Scientist Mani Rewi works at a university. Mani studies New Zealand animals. She is a reliable source of information because she does lots of research at the university. All her work is checked by other experts. She says the animals are pikapika, or long-tailed bats. Pikapika live in holes in old trees. Mani has studied pikapika for 20 years. What Mani says is based on research. Ted Top lives next door to the reserve. He doesn't agree with Mani.
"In my view, these animals are birds."
"In my view" is a clue that this may not be a fact. It's what Ted thinks.
"They have wings like birds. They live in trees like birds."
What Ted says is based on what he has seen. Mani says the animals are definitely not birds. Birds lay eggs. These bats are mammals. Mammals give birth to babies. Photos from our cameras show that 15 baby bats were born this year. What Mani says is based on observations and data. Ted says he has other evidence that proves that animals are birds.
"My cat likes watching them, and she loves birds."
A cat is not a reliable source.
"Also, I found this egg under a tree."
And so the argument goes on. Bird or bat? How will we ever know? Useful clues. Sometimes it's hard to know if something is a fact or an opinion. Some people are good at persuading others when they think they are right. However, their opinions can be biased. For example, Edith has a dog, and she says that dogs make the best pets. She is biased towards dogs because she owns one. If you're wondering if something is a fact or an opinion, ask yourself, who said it? How would they know? Are they an expert? What evidence do they have to back up what they say? How reliable is the evidence? Where is it from? How many sources of evidence do they have? Look at the label on the photo. It says, best pet. Persuade. Convince someone to agree with something. It's more likely that something is a fact if there are lots of clues and reliable evidence to back it up. Watch out for these fact and opinion clues. They help to show whether a statement is a fact or an opinion. Fact clues. The research suggests. The experts say. The evidence suggests. A reliable source says. Opinion clues. I think. I believe. In my opinion. Words such as best, worst, beautiful, ugly, fun, boring, good, bad, nice, terrible. Look at these headlines. Identifying fact and opinion. Reading a newspaper is a good way to practice your skills at identifying fact from opinion. Look at these headlines. Which ones are facts? Which ones are opinions? News. Mayor believes robber was probably addicted to reading. Today's news. Shop owner thinks robbers were kids. They had muddy feet. Breaking news. Bookstore break-in. Police sources say muddy footprints the only clue. Daily news. Neighbours upset at horrible bookstore break-in. Another place to try out your skills is online. There's a lot of good information on the internet, but there's also heaps of information that isn't backed up by facts. On some websites, you can't be sure the information is true. Some information is made up, and a lot is opinion. You should look for information that comes from more reliable sources. Seriously strange facts. Some facts are hard to believe. Take these unusual ones. Do you believe them? Look at the photo of the tuatara. The caption says, young tuatara have a third eye on their forehead. Look at the photo of the kiwi. The caption says, after a female kiwi lays an egg, the male sits on the egg. He keeps it warm until the chick hatches. Look at the photo of the weta. The caption says, "The ear of a tree weta is under its knee." Look at the photo of the moth. The caption says, "A puriri moth spends 6 years as a grub. Then it turns into an adult moth and dies after 48 hours. All these facts are from Auckland Museum's website. This is a reliable source.